The Bible tells us that all people, whether they're part of the Christian community or not, all people are aware of God's power and divinity. And one of the main reasons for this is that one of the Holy Spirit's works is to reveal God to human beings. When He does this by inspiring Scripture, we call it special revelation. But when He does it through various aspects of creation, we call it general revelation. What kinds of truth does the Holy Spirit reveal through general revelation?
You know, the world is filled with the revelation of God. As the psalmist says, the heavens are telling the glory of God. The reality is that every atom and molecule of the universe testifies to the glory of God. We refer to this as common revelation or general revelation. It's also a revelation that is itself a testimony to the fact that God, by His very nature, reveals Himself. The Holy Spirit is present in creation. It's impossible to explain, I believe, why the atom and the molecule even hold together, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, in terms of general revelation, convicts of sin. I mean, this is just a very important issue here. And so you take the Holy Spirit out of the equation, there's no conviction of sin. There's no coming to Christ as persons are drawn to Christ. Insofar as general revelation is used of God to prepare persons for the gospel, the Holy Spirit is active in that. But we need always to be reminded that special revelation is what is necessary for us to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But let's also remember that the general revelation, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, is sufficient to damn us. It's sufficient to condemn us, because no one is going to be able to say, "I didn't know." It was written throughout every particle of creation.